Our scripture reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. And to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. And to another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. May God add a blessing to the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Will you pray with me? Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning. It is good to be here today. This is, of course, our Sowing the Seeds Sunday, the Sunday that is devoted to acts of service and what it means to be in service of not only God's kingdom, but, of course, Forest Park as well. We are highlighting ways and methods that we might get involved into this wonderful community of faith. Paul is doing something similar in his letter to the people in Corinth. People wanted to be more involved in the movement. And Paul's outlining certain people that have certain gifts. But his point is, not only do all the gifts come from God, but that everyone has at least one gift to give to God. It's a harmful misnomer that an individual or a family unit has zero gifts to help build up not only the kingdom of God, but Forest Park as well. Everyone has something to share. Everyone can contribute to the well-being and the glorious nature of this place, because when we come together and we strive to help God, then we have a wonderful community of faith, again, like we're all here. So, but there are many churches that are not in the same place that we are in. There are so many churches in this country, and again, many of the churches are doing okay, but most are experiencing declining numbers and energy. People want to blame this on all sorts of things. They want to blame the times, or they want to blame the new normal, or how we interact, or they want to blame the youth, or the secularization of society. All sorts of things that they can point their fingers to. But the truth is that many of our churches are declining because they are not participating with God in bringing forth the kingdom of God. God may be doing different things in different communities of faith, but one question must be asked. Before the excitement and energy can be utilized in a church, one question must be asked: what is God doing here? It's a question I wish that many of our churches would ask themselves. So I will ask, what is God doing in this place? What is God doing at Forest Park Christian Church? Again, there are so many churches that have not asked that question in a long while, and therefore they are stuck. But Forest Park is not one of those churches. Forest Park is not one of these slowly declining churches. We are growing. We are growing in every sense of the word, numerically, spiritually, missionally, and I could go on and on, but we are a community of faith that is growing, partly because we have answered and continue to answer the question, what is God doing here? So I'm going to answer as I see God's work here. I will answer that question in many different facets. So I have several answers for you. The first one is our mission work. Our mission work helps those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We put so much effort into helping those that maybe are not up to the same living standards that we are embodying. We are able to take our energy and love for one another and reflect those back to the world around us. And there are so many different examples that I can pull from. Backpack Brigade. That's a great and wonderful mission that we have. It helps children and families with much needed school supplies. But it's not just about the school supplies. Most of you here have attended our Backpack Brigade event. You know what it's like. And when those families come and they get those much-needed supplies, they get something else. They get to experience what we experience every Sunday. They get to experience a vibrant, healthy community of faith that puts love before anything else. The Angel Tree is another one. The Angel Tree helps provide a magical Christmas morning for families that cannot provide that for their children. And these families, they are blessed beyond measure. Because God is alive and well at Forest Park. Turkey Tailgate puts the dignity back into offering different variety of foods for people's Thanksgiving meals because people just want to eat what they want on Thanksgiving. And so the families that come get to know pretty quick that that God is alive and well at Forest Park when they come to Turkey Tailgate. Christmas in July is another way that we can continue the mission of God. Christmas in July, we take that spirit of December and shove it into the heat of the summer. And we continue this wonderful, wonderful season of giving all year long because Broken Arrow Neighbors is our recipient from all of our canned goods and our hygiene products. And they need those all year long. And it's a way for God to continue to work through us. And I could go on and on. I could go on with stories of DVIS and Iron Gate and our new commitment to Family Promise, helping homeless families. But it's safe to say, I think, that God is alive and well at Forest Park. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Another way to answer what God might be doing here is to talk about the children that we have. In our church, we value, above all else, we value children and youth here in church. We have a wonderful youth program. I'm telling you, it's outstanding what our adult leaders have been able to do with these children. The high school kids in particular, the high school kids are so connected, and they are deep, deep friends with each other. I had a great youth group when I was growing up. It was a fantastic youth group. It didn't even come close to what we have here at Forest Park with the connectivity of these kids, and they continue to do well, not just in this church, but I'm so proud of them outside of this church as well. But it's not just for the high school kids and for the middle school kids. We have programs from birth through high school to show our kids that the love of Jesus is something to be lived out. And I have yet another answer as to what God is doing at Forest Park. We are creating and maintaining an inclusive community of faith. And that I am so proud of. Fostering an environment where all means all. Most churches will say all are welcome, but are they really? Our all means all are welcome. I had a meeting with a family that I didn't know too well. This was a while ago, but it was a meeting to plan a funeral. And so I didn't know this family very well, but I was meeting with this family to discuss the loss of their loved one. It was the matriarch of the family, and so they were all getting together and discussing stories, and so I was like building my service through that. And so there was a daughter of this woman who clearly was in a relationship with another woman. Get it out. Another woman, and they were sitting together on the couch. And she almost said something to signify their relationship and then stopped because she didn't realize that I was a safe person. And I kind of knew where she was going. I said, I hope you're not stopping on account of me. And she said, no, I don't want to say anything else. And I go, okay. So after the meeting was over with, she followed me outside. And I told her that our church was very inclusive. We have a very inclusive church. And I could tell by the look on her face, she's heard that so many other times. Yes, I'm sure all churches are inclusive. You say that, but do you really mean it? She didn't say that to me, but that's what her face said to me. So I decided to one-up it. I said, you know, I have a rainbow flag outside my church. And then it dawns on her. And she looks at me with tears in her eyes and steps toward me and gives me a massive hug. because she knows that this truly is a safe place to worship. So when I left that encounter, and I, of course, had tears in my eyes also. When I left that encounter, I was so proud. I was so proud to be a part of Forest Park Christian Church. In order to have active participation in church, we have to see that God is working here. And I think that we, through our numerous examples, we can tell that God is indeed working here. But we have to decide to partner with God in the process. We have to decide to see what God is doing and then say, I want to be a part of that. I want to help that mission along. So it's up to us. It's up to us to partner with what God is already doing in this place to bring about wholeness and healing in this world, one job at a time. And also, like Gary said, helping God with whatever task that we are given. Helping God gives us purpose and contentment and fulfillment like nothing else can. We always are looking for something to make our lives better, to make our lives happy or more joy-filled or something. But you cannot get better than helping those that need help. You cannot get better than helping a community of faith further God's mission. Because, like Gary said, it feels good. It feels awesome to be a part of that. I want to lift up a couple examples. I want you to take Tony and Judy Ford as an example here. Tony has been up to the church picking things up and fixing things and lending a hand. When anyone needs a hand, Tony is up here helping. And Judy continues to care for God's children as good as I have ever seen anyone do it. And I want you to do something for me. I want you to picture them. Don't look over at them. That's cheating. I want you to picture them without a smile. Can you do it? Not one bit. I cannot picture them. Maybe their children can. I don't know, but I cannot. Right? And you know why? Because it feels good to do God's work. What about Gary Bray? I know we've heard from him. I know we've heard what he does for this church, and he does lots and lots of things. But I can tell you this, I loathe mowing my yard. I hate it. It is something not for me. The day before I have to do it, I have to get myself worked up to go mow my tiny little yard, right? And then when I'm doing it, I'm in a worse mood than the buildup is. It is not for me. But when I walk outside every single Friday and see Gary mowing this massive church property, what do I see on his face? A smile. So either he's deranged or he enjoys partnering with God. Toni Palmer is another one. She is busier than any three humans should ever be. With her job and everything else going on in her life, she is more busy than I could possibly imagine. But she gets filled with the Holy Spirit when she works with our children. You should see it. You should see her in her element working with these kids. It fills her up. It's not just one more thing on her to-do list. She gets filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's not an accident. That's because she saw what God was doing in this church and wants to partner with God. Taylor Puckett is another one. And she's not even here in church because she's busy volunteering at our children's church right now. Taylor Puckett's another one. When she does regional work, and I know you guys all can't see that. We see her in her element here. But you should see her when she is doing regional work. When she is at the camps and the conferences and planning out for so many different areas where other children can plug into God. You should see her. It is awesome to see that kid at work. And she cannot physically wipe the smile from her face when she's doing it. And how often have we heard of the great Mr. Howard at Sunday school? How often have I been told, you're great, but Howard is awesome? You know the guys around kids all week long? How does he do this? How does he have this energy? How does he have this energy to be with our kids on one of his days off? Why? Because he is fulfilled when he partners with God. And I got a story like that for each and every one of you. It's because when we put ourselves aside and we partner with God, what God is already doing, it's not like we're calling God to something new. God is already working here. When we do that, when we put ourselves aside and we partner with what God is already doing at this church, it is nothing short of the kingdom of God being realized. And it feels very, very good. To keep this place active, justice-oriented, and spirit-filled, it takes all of us. All of us plugging in and doing what needs to be done to continue the wonderful work of Forest Park. And the benefits are so much more than you could possibly imagine. Thanks be to a wonderful God that we all serve. Amen.